Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio 108 FM, the last on your dial, but first in your heart, and that's the truth, group. Here I am, am I here? You know it, it you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the Taruk Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so there's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
Wow, it's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Everett in Athens, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hey there. You're listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Now, what is this thing going around today called bro country? It is neither country nor rock and roll, but a queasy, feel too good, too fast mixture of them both. Now that I've got that off my chest, I'm here to bring you the real raw thing. Classic country songs about such topics as prison, driving, cheating, fighting, drinking, birth control, jealousy, loneliness, and gender confusion. It's solid country gold, and 90.7's got it, live right now, all and only on WGXC. ACRA, Hudson, Catskill, New York, listener-supported radio for open ears. Who better to start with than Johnny Cash?
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Just a
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land.
Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze Thank you.
we heard five classic country songs. From the top, Johnny Cash's famous Folsom Prison Blues. That's where he says or sings, "I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die, and the crowd of prisoners cheers." And his duet with his wife, June Carter Cash, called Jackson, and we heard his version of "I've Been Everywhere." Then we heard "Big City" by Merle Haggard, and we ended the set with George Jones doing "I Always Get Lucky With You." It's all on WGXC 90.7 Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. Let's hear some more George Jones. This tune is called "If Drinking Don't Kill Me."
The bars are all closed. It's 4 in the morning. I must have shut them all down by the shape that I'm in. I lay my head on the wheel and the horn begins honking. The whole neighborhood knows that I'm home drunk again. If
used to. I'm hurting in an old scary way. Tonight the bottle let me down, and let your memory come around. The one true friend I thought I'd found. Tonight the bottle let me down.
Drinking songs. We heard three of the best. From the bottom of the set, Loretta Lynn with Don't Come Home Drinkin', subtitled With Lovin' on Your Mind. Preceded by Merle Haggard's The Bottle Let Me Down. Up top, it was the late, great George Jones's If Drinkin' Don't Kill Me, subtitled Her Memory Will. Let's listen to a song about what just might be the outcome of all his drinking. Here's Tammy Wynette.
Like So very long ago, you walked away from me, and after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surprised. In this lonely room, just in case you change your mind, you'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surprised.
That was Loretta Lynn with You Ain't Woman Enough, subtitled To Take My Man. Before that, we heard Three by Tammy Wynette, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, Apartment Number 9, and Unwed Fathers, all and only on WGXC 90.7, coming to you from Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, listener-supported radio for open ears. Somehow Loretta Lynn, Brenda Lee, Kitty Wells, and K.D. Lang found time to get together to record a song called Honky Tonk Angels Medley, and here it is.
Baby, when
Short, sweet, and to the point. That was Kitty Wells herself doing Make and Believe. Let's pick up the pace with Jeannie C. Riley socking it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fist got hard and my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had.
and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Well, I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud, the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss. Went for his gun, I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you've got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a pawn, he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. Think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue.
Bye. That nice show. said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. So that's all the time we have today. Thanks for listening to the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Have an awesome week. Stay well. Stay cool. Well, yeah, it's not that hot. Walk tall. And I'll see you back here at 90.7 next Monday, August 19th at 11 a.m. on WGXC, your community-centered, listener-supported radio for open ears station. Stay tuned for local news coming up shortly at 12 noon, followed by the Better Weather broadcast and the Deep Threes music show.
Attaboy girl, that a way to break my heart. Attaboy girl.